last year in the US, they helped Amazon prepare and ship all the products required for Cyber Monday, the annual peak of online retail. Last year in the US, it was the biggest online shopping day of the year and of the history. Consumers spent $3 billion on electronics that day. That's real economic growth. Then there's additive manufacturing, 3D printing. 3D printing has already improved plastic manufacturing, and it's now making its way through metal. Those are not small industries. Plastic and metals represent 25% of the global manufacturing production. Let's take a real example. In the aerospace industry, fuel nozzles are some of the most complex parts to manufacture. For one reason, they are made up of 20 different parts that need to be separately produced and then painstakingly assembled. Aerospace companies are now using 3D printing, which allows them to turn those 20 different parts into just one. The result? 40% more productivity, 40% more output produced, 40% more growth for this specific industry. But actually, the most exciting part of this new manufacturing revolution goes much beyond productivity. It's about producing better, smarter products. It's about scale customization.